Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Flexington. I'm laughing because of the conversation we're having about all these people who are so slammed. They're drama queens, and they're not just women either. The drama queens in my life, Bev, are men. Bev, by the way, folks, is the author of the new book, Self-Talker for a Calmer You. Another book is called Make Your Shift, The Five Most Powerful Moves to help you get where you want to go. These books are available wherever books are sold. You want to give us a website too, please?
Sure. The website is thehumanbehaviorcoach.com.
All right. So check all that out. Talk to us about how we identify these people who manufacture stress. And, you know, stress is real. Sometimes stress is real and it's justified, Bev, but a lot of times it's not. And there are a lot of people who live their lives either in real stress that they've manufactured or faux stress that they've also manufactured. And when you have people who can't resolve things, they can't solve problems, they can't move projects from point A to point Z and wrap it up and get rid of it. When you have that in your operation, not only are they unproductive, but because of what you're calling secondhand stress, they're dumping all that on other people. So one person could be infecting a whole team.
You know, the truth of the matter is those people are not productive, and they're bringing down the productivity of people around them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it creates, you think about the triggers, right? It creates this emotional response in me. So I'm either going to choose to maybe stay away from this person because they make me feel like I'm inferior, or, you know, what they're doing is so important and I'm not so important, or I'm worried that they're going to lash out at me.
Right.
Or if I'm, you know, forced to work with them, I'm not going to be as productive because I'm going to find myself in the same frenzied state. So these folks are not only are they not productive, but they're bringing down productivity all around them too.
So what would I say to if I hear an employee saying to somebody else that's either these words or words that sound like this, oh, I'm just slammed. What should I do? Walk up to them and say, hey, John, I'm curious. I heard you say you're slammed. Can you tell me what that means?
Or the thing that I like to ask is, tell me right now, what are the top three things you're working on?
Or what are you slammed about? This is a very interesting terms you're using. Tell me what you're talking about, and then probably you're going to discover that they're just doing their job, and then you would say, and I would say to them, well, John, frankly, what you're doing is what we pay you to do, and I don't call that slammed. I call that just a regular day's work. So let's quit using words like that that cause other people stress. What about that, Bev? Have I been too rough on them?
No, I think that absolutely makes sense. But, you know, when you force somebody to stop for a minute and tell you, okay, what are you working on right now? What's most important right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's really fascinating how few people in that moment, Jim, can say, well, these are my priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be busy as can be, but not actually making progress.
So we got two issues here. One are the people who really have stress, and maybe it's deserved, maybe it's manufactured, and people who just manufacture faux stress. So let's move over and talk about the people who actually are stressed out. They're not just slammed for no reason, but they really are stressed out. Are they overloaded, or are they overloading themselves, right?
Well, and it can be a little bit of both, right? I mean, some people, as you and I talked about on the break, some people can get a lot done in a short amount of time. And for other people, they're slower paced. They need to think about things, and maybe they can't work as fast. The problem is, though, if you're not getting the things accomplished, and this is a great time to talk about this, right? New Year's resolutions, the famous unsolved thing that most people do. If you're not getting things done, it is that time. You know, even in the midst of a lot coming at you, to force yourself to slow down. What are those things that matter most to me? What's my plan going to be here to get these things done? The most productive people, even if they do it unconsciously, they're not sitting down and actually writing it out. They're always operating with a plan, and they always know what matters most.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. So I've got about a minute left. Give us a 1 minute tour of how to minimize the stress for ourselves and for our team.
When you find yourself rushing, either you're doing it, somebody else is doing it, and it's that emotional trigger, that frantic nature, that really is the time to stop, take a deep breath, right in the middle of it, stop and take a deep breath and say, what matters most right now? What is the most important thing I can focus on right now? If you keep bringing your attention back to that several times throughout the day, you will find, first of all, you're much calmer, but second of all, you're much more productive.
Well, is it a good thing to give everything a deadline? Isn't that a good thing? Because that way, if you give things a deadline, then you say, okay, that deadline's next week, this deadline's tomorrow, this is the one I have to work on now.
I absolutely believe in that. And see, that's why the priorities matter, right? What are those things that are most important, time sensitive, most important to the business? It's just fascinating how few people start their day thinking, these are the things that matter most to me. This is what I'm going to focus on. You start doing that, and you'll find yourself much more productive.
Can I have your website again, please?
Yes, it is thehumanbehaviorcoach.com.
And the new book is called Self-Talker for a Calmer You. Beth Lexington, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always my pleasure, Jim. Happy New Year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.